We were talking about things that we used to like to do as kids that we can't do as adults anymore, including physical education, daily PE in school. And joining us now to talk about it with us is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Now, why did you want to chime?
Hey, Jerry.
Why did you want to chime in? Why did you want to chime in about this?
Well, certainly now that we're not in the playoffs, I've had a lot more time, and I've been listening to Ticket AM. Which is a radio station that you guys are associated with.
Yeah, we're familiar with our own station.
And I heard you talking about things that that we did when we were kids and whether or not you still do them.
Right.
Well, when I was a young Jerry, I used to hunt crawdads when I down in the creek. And when I'd catch them, I would make their pinchers attached to my balls, to my scroter, and when they were attached to my scroter, I would then walk around like that and go to church or go to the tire shop with them ding-donging back and forth.
Well, you can't,
like a bell clapper.
You can't do that as an adult.
No, I still do that at Cowboy home games. So that's something that you can still enjoy as an adult. And then later on, when after I turned 16 and started having kids, when he was younger, Stephen and I used to throw Jerry Jr. into a creek and then play a game where we would run away as far as we could go.
How was that fun?
Sometimes we could make it all the way to Fayetteville. Poor cop stopped us.
Oh, my gosh. Police were involved?
We also used to play a game where we would we would blindfold Jerry Jr. And drive him way out in the boondocks.
Yeah.
And let him out into a wooded area with like a bag of corn nuts. And then make bets on how long it would take him to find his way home.
That's horrible.
And how many scars he would have when and if he did show up.
Well, I'm sure he's probably still scarred by that.
But he would always show up, so we always lost on that one. But when I was a little boy, and was still Jerry, we used to have fun with cows too.
You know, like you, tipping them and stuff.
We live way out there in the country, and you ever heard of cow tipping, right?
Sure.
Right. Well, we used to do that at night. We used to a group of us boys used to go out in them fields where them cows would be bedding down, and sometimes we'd leave them 20%.
What's that now?
That's a cow tipping story I want to tell you, but
I don't think you get it. You're supposed to like tip the cow over.
There was also an old neighbor boy that lived next to me when I was a kid, and he used to make me jump off our barn and into his loving arms, and then we would go up into the hayloft and play house.
Yeah,
and he would make me his wife there in the confines of that. In that hay barn, and then but that fun ended real quick when my daddy called me. My daddy called me with the breeches full of fun and hay, and then Mama smeared lipstick, and he took that razor strap to me and told me to never have contact with that boy ever again.
Oh my gosh, Jerry! We're talking more about, you know, things you did in school and at PE and stuff like that.
Well, let me add on that lesson. I had the last laugh on that because I later hired Larry Lacewell as our director of player personnel.
Man, y'all have known each other for a long time. I've never heard that Lacey story. All right, good morning to you. Oh, geez.